you've been around the church long enough, you realize that our lectionary is a three-year lectionary. Lessons come up every 3 years in a cycle, I guess so we don't get bored with hearing the same old, same old. But the nice thing is that the collects for the given Sundays remain the same year after year. Today we fall upon one of my favorites. Blessed Lord, who caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. God has given to God's people Holy Scripture for one reason and one reason alone. And that is to share with us the love story that has been told throughout time. From the very beginning of creation, God created out of love. And as humanity tried their utmost best throughout the course of history to turn away from that, God continued to reach out. To reach out in love for God's people, transforming, making new. That is the story that we hear throughout Scripture. And just as most love stories go, there are times of difficulty. Things might get a bit tense. The parties involved may ignore each other, say unkind things to each other, but the story continues. The story of God's love for God's creation. Jesus reminds us in the gospel this morning that those who love saying they are loving his name, but they're going to try to lead you astray. Quite often, you will see preacher or hear preacher lift out of the Bible and say, participants of the love that God has shared with us in Jesus Christ, and the willingness to share that so that the love story may continue forever and ever. God never ceases to love. That is the story that we are told. People can turn away, they can turn their backs, but God sneaks around to the other side and faces them and says, I love you. Look, I continue to give. I continue to care. I continue to be here with you to strengthen you so that you can love one another. That's the love story found in the pages of this book. That is the love story that we continue to tell. I asked Keith if we could sing the gradual hymn that we sang this morning, O Zion, haste, thy mission high fulfilling, to tell to everyone that God we know is love. That is our calling. That is our mission in life, to continue to tell the love story. The love story of God's unending love for us. That is the job that we have together. That is the mission of this church, every person called to be in the name of Jesus. To share the story. Now, you may think you've gotten away with this, and I don't know if John preached on this last week or not. But it takes certain things to effectively tell the story. And one of them is mentioned in the hymn as well. Give of thy wealth so that we can be effective evangelists of the love of God. Every person here this morning is asked to make a pledge. A pledge that symbolizes that they understand God's love. And that they want that love to be shared effectively throughout this community and throughout the world. We are people called to be active participants, not passive. Actively involved in sharing the good news of continuing to tell the love story. Everyone here should have gotten a pledge card. If you didn't, come talk to me. We are in this together. And if you are not uncomfortable with what you have pledged to give, think again. Push just a little bit. Be a bit uncomfortable in committing to sharing the good news. It takes all of us to publish those glad tidings of love and peace. We are here because at some point we know that God loves us. That's the story we have to tell. In every word of Scripture, in every action we take, in every word that we sing, in every breath we breathe, that the God we serve and know is love. Amen. Let us stand and now affirm our faith in the Word.